Micha Parakei Pasagalov, Ve'ata Beis Lechem Efrasa. And you, Beis Lechem Efrasa, by contrast to a different Beis Lechem, which was in Shevet Yehuda, that we learned about in Sefer Yehoshua, Beis Lechem Efrasa was the birthplace of David HaMelech, as we see in Sefer Shmuel. Tzair Lios Be'alfei Yehuda, you should have been the lowest of all of the clans, Aluf, as in this week in Parashas Vayishlach, when we hear about the lineage of the people of Edom, of Esav, Aluf this, Aluf Nachas, Aluf Zerach, Aluf Shama, Aluf Miza. So you should have been the least of the clans of Yehuda. You should have been too small. Aluf could also mean Alofe, and the thousands of Yehuda, because you come from Rus HaMoaviyah, says Rashi. So it's more proper that you would have been the least prominent of all Shevet Yehuda that had more impeccable lineage. Or Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem was one of the small cities of Yehuda. So that which many people think should be small sometimes turns out great. Mimcha li yetze. From you, he is going to emerge for me. So David HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, everybody's going to come out of this seemingly minor town, minor clan in Yehuda. Lios Moshe be Yisrael, to be a ruler over Klal Yisrael. Umotza Osav Mikedem Mime Olam. And his origin is from ancient times, from old, from the days of yore. So the origin of Rashi says that this is referring to the name of the Mashiach, which was already known before creation even happened. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says seven things were created before the world was created, and one of them was the name of the Mashiach. Yinon is how it's identified in the Talmud. So we go back to the distant past, but we look forward to the future of Klal Yisrael. Yudbeis Lochein Yitneim. By the way, that's a very historian thing to do. I am digging that. Lochein Yitneim. Therefore, he will deliver them at Eis Yoleda Yolada, until the time the woman who is the Yoleda, the woman in confinement, actually gives birth. The Yasser Echav Yeshuvun al Bnei Yisrael, and the rest of his brothers will return upon the children of Klal Yisrael. So, will be delivered into the hands of the enemies until the time that Tzion gives birth to the Yemos HaMashiach, to Ben David. Not until, Gemara Yuma says, the wicked kingdom spreads over the entire world for 9 months. Now, that's a very long time. Think about World War II and think about all those years of the Nazis' rule over the world. And if that wasn't the Eis Yoleda, you know, how much worse could it be? But we're talking about a nevuah here regarding Gog and Magog, this terrible time. And ultimately, they're going to suffer terribly when they are defeated by Melech HaMashiach. But the time of the Inquisition, the times of the pogroms, the Gezeros Tach V'Tat, there have been so many moments in Jewish history when we were so sure that maybe this Nevuah of Micha was going to come true and that it would apply. But alas, that time has not come yet. Gimel ve'amad v'ra'ah ve'oz Hashem. And he will stand and lead with the might of Hashem. Ra'ah as in ro'eh, like a shepherd rather than wickedness. So after the time of trouble is over, the Melech HaMashiach is going to stand and lead Klal Yisrael with the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and halavai, that we, the Jewish people, should be able to stand tall and strong and follow because it's the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for alternative political reasons. B'Gaon Shem Hashem Elokav, with the pride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his God. Gaon, in this case, not Ga'ava, which is misapplied pride, but with the pride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the judgment Hashem is going to execute on the nations. V'yashavu, and they will return, Kiata Yigdal ad Afse Ores, because now he will become great to the ends of the earth. They'll bring tribute to the Melech HaMashiach. The name of the Mashiach is going to become great after the judgment of all of the wicked. Dalad v'hayazeh shalom, and this shall be peace, a complete permanent peace of Rashi. V'hayazeh shalom, this will be peace. The Art Scroll likes to say this will assure that there will be peace, not just temporary, but everlasting. But I like the idea of the phrasing, V'hayazeh shalom. This is what peace means. This is the essence of peace. Rabbi Mendel Hirsch says, on Jewish land, on the soil of God's Torah. Ashur ki yavov yartzenu. Should Ashur come into our land? Ashur, the land of Nimrod, forces of evil and violence. V'chi yidroch ba'armin osenu. And if they tread upon our palaces, v'hakemonu alav, shiva ro'im. We will appoint over them seven shepherds. U'shmona nesichei adam, and eight princes of men. Rashi mentions that in Gemara Sukkah, there are names mentioned, but Rashi says, I don't know where they got them from in the Gemara. So I'm not exactly sure, Rashi says, of the derivation. And the Chazal lists the seven shepherds as David, Adam, Shes, Mesushelach, Avraham, Yaakov, and Moshe. So not exactly Ushbizen, but some of the main cast of characters. The princes of men are Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel, Amos, Zephaniah, Chizkiah, possibly Tzidkiyahu, Eliyahu, and the Mashiach. Interesting that Shaul is listed among the princes of men. Yalkut Shimoni actually does Chizkiah and Tzidkiyah, making nine, but that seems unlikely since the Pasuk says eight, so it shouldn't be nine. But Rashi explains, Adam, Shes, Meshushalach were the righteous men before the flood, before the Mabul, the other ones listed as shepherds. Yaakov is a shepherd, David is a shepherd, Moshe is a shepherd. We know that they did shepherding work. Shes is mentioned as a substitute for Hevel, the original Cain and Hevel. Hevel was a shepherd as well. Hey, v'ra'u ezeretz Ashur b'cherev, they will break the land of Ashur with the sword. That's Eretz Nimrod b'fsacheha, and the land of Nimrod at its gates. So they're going to be shattered. Land of Nimrod being Bavel. Nimrod's kingdom, his empire, was Bavel erech akad v'chalnei b'eretz Shinar. So they destroyed Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to be destroyed in turn at its gates with swords. V'hitzil me Ashur. And Hashem will save us from Ashur. Ki yavo ve'artzenu v'chiyidroch b'gvulenu. Who comes into our land and who treads at our border. Remember that this nevuah comes before the destruction of Malchus Yisrael. So Ashur has yet to come and make destruction. But this is a very future era when lands of Ashur and Bavel are going to be destroyed with the shepherds and the princes, so the enemy never comes forth in the land again. Which is interesting then, the idea that somehow there's this war remaining, because we sang earlier in the Sefer, Lo Yisa Goy El Goy Cherev, but clearly there's still some aggression among people. And next time we'll do a wonderful Haftorah that we get to learn from here.